Hi everyone, it's Amanda here with Yachting International Radio, and you're on Inspirations with Amanda Jay, and I'm super excited to bring one of my most inspiring friends and yachties into the show today, Meek Cherie Murray.
Hey guys, thanks for having me on, Amanda.
So good to have you here. So we've met through yachting, and I've always been quite envious of you. You're a huge chef in yachting, and you've worked on some really prestigious boats and continue to cook at some of the best regattas in the world. But why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you're all about?
All right. Yeah. Awesome. All right, guys. So as Amanda said, I'm Cherie Murray. I was in yachting full-time for 10 years, and I absolutely freaking loved my experience while doing it, you know. As Amanda said, I was cooking for some of the most epic yachts out there, cooking for some really prestigious race crew, and I still do freelance, and I cook for the J-classes, which is awesome, freelancing for them and their race crews. And I've won a few cooking competitions, done it all with chefing. Like, I've had a blast. And about 6 years ago, I was like, I started to get into the online space. And for me back then, it was a little bit weird. Like, I always thought that chefing was the only way for me. Like, maybe you guys can resonate if you're chefs and you've spent a lot of time and money into kickstarting your career, right? And getting to what I deemed for myself to the top of my career. Like, why would I give it all up to work online and go freelancing? But I realized that I really wanted the choice to do regattas worldwide, but also the choice to have Christmas with my family, because I hadn't had a Christmas with my family in 10 years back then. So I've done a few things in the online space. I'm almost a bit of a serial entrepreneur. I've created my own cooking programs, my own business coaching program, and I've affiliated with a couple of different products and companies and created a couple of side incomes with that as well. And now I'm just here living in Mallorca, freelancing for the J class or at retreats, whatever I choose to do. Tapping in and out of the yachting industry because I do love it, and I do, you know, we all love that lifestyle, right? But I also get to live life by my own design, which sounds freaking weird. I know if I'd heard that 6 years ago, I would have been like, what the hell is this chick on? But I promise you, if a chef with no business training can do it, anyone can. That's kind of a little bit of my backstory and current story.
That's amazing. And when we first met, you were listening to mentors while chopping your vegetables. You were staying up for an extra 20 minutes a night to message people and or do a post online. And you started really sharing your story. But we all know what it's like in the middle of a busy season. Oh, and how did you go from thinking, I'd like to do that, to actually getting started in the middle of a busy season and keeping all those balls in the air?
Yeah. It's definitely a bit crazy when you're doing 18-hour days to keep things ticking along in the background. For me, the final nail on the head for finally deciding I needed to give this an actual go, you know, working online a go and finally create that business of my dreams, was us yachties, we miss out on a lot, right? Like, family events, weddings, all that sort of jazz. It was about 5 years ago, maybe actually four. It was when my last living grandparent died, and I didn't get to go to the funeral because I was on charter. Now, of course, that was my choice back then, but as someone that was living on the boat, had been my home for years, I didn't know anything else but to keep on going and to go on the charter and do the thing. I was in the Caribbean. The idea of going back to New Zealand for flying 50 hours for a funeral, I was like, oh God, and I didn't want to let people down. And a few weeks after I'd missed out on the funeral and missed out on saying goodbye, I was like, okay, well, if this is a cliche saying, but if nothing changes, nothing changes. And I just decided then and there that I wanted to take my choice back, my time freedom back. I didn't want to leave the industry full time because, as I said, I love it. It's freaking fun. I love rosé on the beach. I love going to regattas in Antigua and drinking that Shirley Heights, rum punch at Shirley Heights. I love it. I don't want to give that up. But I also no longer wanted to give up my time freedom and moments with my family and friends. And also, after losing my nana, my niece was about to be born. I found out my sister was pregnant and I really didn't want to be a FaceTime auntie. I didn't want to miss her first birthday. I didn't want to miss Christmases with her. So those were like the two final nails in the coffin for me. And I made it work. As you said, Mandra, I was up on charters. When I did charters, that was some of the best income weeks I've ever created. Because us chefs, us yachties, we love to be busy. I thrived off it, having that extra little stuff going on in the background. I was working from the toilet. I was working in between maybe when it was a lunch break and doing quick stuff with my team, or maybe putting out a social media post. I just made it happen because my why was really strong.
So cool. Yeah. Because what I'm seeing of you now is that you're living this yachty life that we dream of with the ability to choose. So, you know, following you, I've seen you in New Zealand. I've seen you go to amazing events and hang out with all your besties in Australia. Then I've seen you in Mallorca. Then I've seen you in Antigua and back into the race cooking and really being able to go all in, because you know there's a small amount of time that you can really do what you love and what you're good at, and then come back to Mallorca and have the yachty fun and go out for the drinks and the parties and the beaches and be really available to your friends and family, and then not have to go and do the really, you know, full-on stuff when you can just wait to go and do another regatta. Is it really what it looks like on social media?
I feel like I'm pretty authentic. I try to make it, you know, at the start a few years ago, I was on my computer all the time, like when I first got off yachting. And I feel like I was pretty open about that. Now I make sure I really am using automation and things that can go run behind the scenes and have more time freedom. Don't get me wrong, sometimes I get over the travel and the long plane trips. You know, travel can seem glamorous, and I feel like maybe us yachties would resonate with that because we're flying to our yachts all the time, flying in and home. It is, it's exactly what it looks like, and it's exactly, I depict it how it's happening. You know, entrepreneurship, I've said this for 5 years and I'll always say it, is a roller coaster. So I like to share the highs and lows. Sometimes it's amazing, and then other times I'm like, what is going on? What did I do here? You know, so it is. It's exactly what it is on social media, because I try to show as best as I can the highs and the lows, because that's the reality of this.
So good and so true, and something that we're all familiar with coming from a yachting background, because let's face it, all our friends think that we're sitting on the beach at Nikki Beach, yeah, drinking bottles of rosé. They don't see us with our head in the toilet cleaning or being seasick, not that you always get seasick, but you know, or doing the hard yards or sleeping for only 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
But you really are quite upfront in showing the highs and lows of your real life, and I find that beautiful. I remember a blog post that you did about a year or so ago when you couldn't fix your bike and you were saying, where's the engineer?
Yeah. It was a transition moving off from full-time yachting to a life on land. And I just realized how useful I was to having an awesome engineer on hand to help me fix anything I needed. Like, I love learning how to like seal the cracks in the bathroom and stuff like that, or or painting, and I'd always be up for learning, but I don't always know where to start. And I realized how much I was leaning on like my engineers to do simple things like with my bike, the cars we'd rent, all that sort of jazz.
So on that topic of transition, you know, when you left your full-time boat job with the intention of being able to have and be and do it all with the regatta cooking and maybe some deliveries, lots of international travel and the companies you'd successfully built, there must have been times, because we say it to everyone, like, that you did you think I should go back and get another job? I can't do this. Oh my God, what have I done?
Oh yeah. To be honest, one was just kind of recently when COVID hit. Everything was in lockdown. Like, people were very cautious about spending money, like business coaching wise. Things were stagnant for the whole month of March. And there was definitely a point where I was like, holy heck, I've got to go back to yachting full time. That's the safest way right now. But then I kind of, when I like took the time to breathe and think, okay, you've just finished like 2 weeks cooking in the Caribbean, you're fine, let's just hold off a bit. Things picked back up again, because the online space is almost recession proof. When you build, I didn't realize how strong my brand was. And I'm not saying this from a place of ego, but when you build a strong enough brand, it's economy proof. It's recession proof. So straight away, April 1st, things picked back up again. When people, you know, the whole lockdown thing, people were used to it. They were had time to breathe. I had some of my biggest months in freaking lockdown. But in the month of March, yeah, don't think I wasn't thinking about going back to yachting full time. It's a roller coaster, but I just kept true to the ride, true to my journey. And I was like, let's just give it a bit more time, because I know in my heart that I love the freelancing, but I don't want to do this full time again.
And do you miss the crew mess? Do you miss the stability? Do you miss the sharing a cabin and having a big house by yourself, because you live on your own a lot and travel alone a lot?
Yeah.
What's that like as a transition point?
It's definitely, I remember when I first moved onto land about 3 years ago now, it's definitely a transition. It was really weird living by myself. Like, I was, after 10 years, I was so excited not to share a bunk bed cabin. You know, I splashed out on a really nice apartment. I wasn't looking at prices. My first two apartments, you know, I got an extra room for friends to stay. It was really amazing. Of course, at the start, I think it was about the first 6 months, I did miss having people around me all the time. It was weird, I'm not going to lie. I'd spent 10 years having 6-7 other people to have lunch with. You know, I always had people around me. It was really strange, but I did also like embrace it. Having my own space and then meeting, I really had to put myself out there when I moved into land and went to events where I'd meet people that lived here in Palma full time, because all my yachty friends were going out on their charters and stuff, and they'd be gone for the whole summer. So it was definitely a transition.
Yeah.
But I don't miss sharing a bedroom, a cabin.
Don't miss that. And what would you, if people were getting interested in this, what advice would you give them? Because it's a big decision and a big move, or does it have to be that big? Is there a way you can have some fun with it? You know, do you think what you did, doing a few posts in the bathroom and some trainings while you were chamming or cooking, is that realistic? Because you are quite, you know, a superwoman. Do you think that's doable for everybody to start looking at other incomes and be able to keep a few balls in the air?
Yeah, I think it's definitely doable over time. Remember, I started this 6 years ago and I didn't leave yachting till about 3 years into creating one of my online income streams. And then the second one I was starting within the last 6 months of my yachting career. So with time, yes, these things take a bit to you know, you're learning, you're implementing, whether you're creating your own product or aligning with someone else. As I said, I've done it both 2 times. It takes a bit of time. So all that stuff's going to compound. And if I can do it, anyone can. Yes, I have the drive. You've got to have a bit of drive. If you're not interested in creating something for yourself, it's probably not going to work because it won't be in alignment with you. And that's more than fine if it's not. But if you've got the drive and passion to make a change and just create that secondary income, because I've already had 2 friends in the last 2 weeks, 2 weeks, get knocked off from their jobs, get made redundant. They've been working for their owners for 10 years, 7 years, redundant, drop of a hat, being replaced. It's yachting isn't as safe as it used to be when I started. I don't know if anyone else feels the same, but I feel like it's even riskier than it was years ago.
And is online work, do you find that risky?
Yeah, probably to an extent, depending on what you do. Like, there's always an investment, of course, but I feel like with the way that maybe a few years ago, yes, depending on what the product is. For me, Bitcoin is risky. I've invested, lost a lot of money in it. I think if you've got something that's a sustainable product that people want and that's online and has a bit of automation, then that to me personally, after trying so many different things, feels risk-free. Because when you create a known, well-trusted brand with products that people really desire, and I mean desire globally, like some of the products I have, I feel like that's pretty risk-free. The only risk is you not putting in the effort to actually make it work.
Do you think you went through times, because you've talked about the times when you were overdoing it on your computer, did you have moments where you were like, oh my God, I would sack me if I was my boss? I should probably, you know, find some strategies. Or how do you, because when you're on a boat, you just don't, you can't slack. It just doesn't come into our industry. You wouldn't survive as long as you did if you were a slacker. So we're driven by the next regatta. We're driven by the next boss trip. We're driven by the next refit. We're just driven by each other. And you don't stop, you know. And so how did you keep yourself motivated with no boss trips, no charters? How did you, you know, get motivated on your own?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. When I first moved onto land and I had a sunny terrace and it was summer, I basically spent a good few weeks, possibly even a month, just sunning myself, saying that I was like living the hashtag laptop lifestyle, but I wasn't really doing much. How I keep myself accountable is goal setting. I find, and I do this with my clients, weekly goals. If you don't know where you're going, you're not going to go anywhere. So I also love a good list. I love a good list. So I will have a few little things written down every week that I've got to do, like a to-do list, exactly like I'd have in the galley with a prep list. You know, that's been ingrained in me after 18 years in chefing, because I was in restaurants before this. Having goals and having like a to-do list, like your daily methods of operation, must-dos to get you to that goal.
How do people find you? If someone wants to Google you or stalk you and see if your life really is as authentic and interesting as you say, where do we find you?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty easily searchable. I made it that way. Sheree Murray on Facebook. I've got a group called Side Hustle Movement for yachties wanting more time, freedom, choice, and multiple incomes online. Feel free to stalk that. Have a little look-see. Join us if it's relevant to you. But you can check me out. I'm Sheree_Murray on Instagram and Sheree Murray on Facebook. I've got a business page and a personal page. So feel free to, my profile is completely public. So you can have a look at anything I've posted and just get my whole vibe if we haven't met before.
And one last question is, do people have to, because you put a lot of work into it, you know, you're posting all the time. Do people have to do it the way you're doing it? Or is there, do they have to, are you doing you as a brand because you love it? Or is that the only way to do business online?
No, it's not the only way to do it. I'm doing it my way because that's how I really love it. And I have found going from someone who used to advertise products solely, like I used to sell shakes and stuff. So I was always known as the chick that sold shakes. It put me in a box. So when I launched like my book that I collaborated on, my podcast, I really wanted that to be me and not associated with the shakes or health supplements that I was selling back then. So that's why I do, of course, I'm not against putting your products out there, depending on how it is, but I really feel that having the authentic personal brand is key. Of course, I'm never going to tell someone that's 100% the only way. But for me, having tried both ways, the authentic personal brand really is key to creating that recession-proof income. Because people buy us before they buy our products. Some people, I think it's super obvious what I do, business coaching and affiliate marketing. Some people will ring me up, well, on Facebook Messenger, ring me up and go, what do you do, Sheree? I want a part of it. I want to be in your tribe. I want to work with you. What do you do? People will buy your energy, and that really is your brand. So to be fair, yeah, it's probably the best way to do it, but there's more ways to skin a cat, isn't there?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So everyone, check out Sheree, check out the Side Hustle Movement, check out the webinar tomorrow, and even just check her out. She's super inspiring, and I just love your posts. I love the work you do. And just before I finish, I think someone definitely listening, everyone needs to know, I know that you've got a bigger vision. You've got a real why behind you. So what's the legacy you want to leave with the world, Sheree?
Oh, so I'm working on creating a foundation that's going to feed underprivileged children at schools globally. It's going to be starting in New Zealand and then, of course, Australia, worldwide. But, you know, as a chef, I'm passionate about feeding people. And, you know, I didn't go to the best schools growing up. You know, my parents were probably below average income. We always had food, but I always saw a lot of kids at my school with no lunch, like bringing Pepsi and a packet of biscuits. You know, I was so lucky. I always had a well-rounded lunch, but seeing other kids have that and still talking to teachers today that actually work at that same school I used to go to, it's still happening. And I just feel like enough is enough. And I want to just make that change and just help take the pressure off people, like parents that can't, you know, feed their children. Because I feel like it's, for me, it's so important.
Thank you so much. It also balances out all the food you wasted over the years as well.
Yeah. No, it was pretty good. Well, I probably wasted some. I was pretty good at repurposing.
Thank you so much for sharing that beautiful message. That's really inspiring. You're amazing. And thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much for letting me jump on.
Bye, everyone. See you soon.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. You've been listening to Yachting International Radio. And this was Inspirations with Manda J. See you soon.